This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy. Yeah.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Perfectly Mentored. I'm your host, Jason Portnoy. My guest today is the lovely and amazing and super talented Rachel Peterson, a social media strategist recognized by Content Marketing Institute as one of the most influential online marketers. Rachel went from college dropout, single mother on welfare, to successful and highly sought after social media strategist and educator. She's been featured on top publications such as the Huffington Post, Cosmopolitan, the Daily Mail, on podcasts such as Entrepreneur on Fire, and she's the founder of Social Media United, a leading online university for those aspiring to become successful social media managers and strategists. Her students have each had their own tremendous success, securing clients, growing their skills, and leaving their 9-to-5s. She's done so much for this amazing community, and now an amazing TikTok expert that I want to talk to her about. We have a short time, so I want to dive straight in. So I want to jump in really quickly and get tactical. Let's talk TikTok. What do you have to say to businesses that are sleeping on it or saying things like, my customers aren't on there? I hate that when people say that, when said that about Facebook, and now they say about every platform, but I want to hear what your take is on that.
Okay, so selfishly, I want to say, if you believe your customers aren't on TikTok, feel free to stay off and I'll just keep collecting all the customers that are there. But okay, I'm not selfish. So real fast, one of the things that I want to dive into are the stats directly from TikTok corporate. There are over 500 million monthly active users on TikTok, and nearly 30% of those users are over the age of 30, which I'm not a mathematician, but that's a lot of people over the age of 30. I also know, too, one of the fastest ways you can figure out if your audience, your specific audience, is on TikTok is my two-step reverse research method. Basically, what you're going to do is open the TikTok app and go into the search. You'll see it looks like a little magnifying glass. Think of the hashtags that your ideal customer or client is likely to use. Maybe it's hashtag on a health journey, or hashtag wino mom, or hashtag furry babies. Those who serve dog owners understand. So that's kind of what I recommend. And then you just take a look at the numbers and the stats, and I guarantee you it's going to be 5, 6, 7, or even 8 figures worth of uses and views. The volume is insane. Your audience is there.
And I agree. You see that across all social media, all social media platforms. People always like to say my audience isn't there, but I mean, everything ends up aging up anyways. But you touched on hashtags. What's the right hashtag strategy for TikTok and even Instagram? I mean, there are people who say no hashtags, 1, 9, all use all 30 if you can on Instagram. What have you been seeing working?
Definitely. So there's definitely a limited space for both your caption on TikTok as well as your hashtags. And so what I like to do is use a couple words for the caption, usually kind of just a short sentence. I'm trying to remember, I think it's like 250 characters in that space, so it's very limited. And so if you're using longer form hashtags, you're going to see that it eats up the character count pretty fast. So I use a short sentence for the caption that is either a clever hook or makes people want to continue watching beyond the beginning, or it speaks directly to the people who need to read it, or it's an after note to the TikTok. And then I dive into the hashtags. Now, I recommend for anyone who is either just getting started on this platform, or if you're trying to scale and it's kind of going slow, I recommend using pretty darn niche down hashtags. I niche them down to less than 1 million, even sometimes less than 500,000 for people who are first starting out or really trying to grow for the first time on TikTok. And you can fit as many hashtags as you can within that character count. But I recommend using as many as you can. There are some strategies about using no hashtags, but those are a little more like the right content, the right video hitting the right people at the right time. It's a little more of kind of Russian roulette. So I'm a big fan of using those hashtags and making sure that you continually grow within the ranks on those hashtags.
And when it comes to creating that content, you know, a lot of people, they look at TikTok and they think dance videos or funny skits. What's your advice for professionals on how to grow their business on TikTok if they're not dancers or comedians.
For sure. So a lot of people who are experts on TikTok, they teach you how to go viral just in general, or how to become TikTok famous. And while those things are awesome, of course, right? Right? Like, Jason, you wouldn't turn down being famous on a platform, right?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't.
We're trying right now. That's why we brought you on.
Yes. However, as much as those things are awesome and getting tons of views, that's not the same as the right views. So for most business owners, especially those that work with brands versus personal brands, what I recommend doing is really creating valuable, educational, evergreen content, whether it's your spoken voice in a TikTok. And TikToks can be, generally speaking, up to 15 seconds. That's what most TikTok videos are, or up to 60 seconds. So it's a short, little, value-packed, educational, evergreen piece of content. However, if you're someone that is a personal brand or someone that does have a goal of truly becoming famous on a platform, then I recommend also bringing in some of the trending content. And that doesn't necessarily have to be dances. However, they are so darn fun and addicting, and you may find, okay, I'm going to give this a try. I love dancing on TikTok.
I think one of the things people don't understand, it's the lighter side of you, right? And that's part of doing business with people. People want to do business with people they like and they trust and they know. And if you could bring that human side, as opposed to what I like about TikTok versus the other platforms, it's not as polished. It doesn't allow you to be as polished as the other platforms.
For sure. And I made a prediction before 2020 started. And I said, I think that consumers are really going to start, I guess, almost like, not canceling, but moving away from people where everything is so polished and photoshopped and professional and perfect all the time. It feels like even our vulnerable imperfections are being photoshopped in vulnerable posts. And people want real. They're tired of seeing the highlight reel.
You've had incredible growth on that platform. What are most people doing wrong when it comes to TikTok?
Ooh, okay. This is going to be a little tough. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the culture of TikTok is so different than any other platform. And at first, jumping onto TikTok is incredibly humbling for everyone, me included. So when I first jumped on, I was like, oh, no problem. I have hundreds of thousands of followers on other platforms. They're going to follow me to TikTok. This is going to be a breeze. And I just started creating videos that I thought were hilarious. And I was like, these are so cool. These are awesome. Wow, I look awesome. And of course, it didn't really sound like that. But that's kind of the dialogue that was going on in my head. However, now looking back, I realized, oh my gosh, all of the content that I created doesn't relate to this new audience. And so when you first jump on this platform, you're going to find that your other followings don't necessarily follow you to the new platform. So it's kind of a zero-sum game for almost every single person or brand that starts an account on TikTok. So the first thing that I recommend is slowing down. And yes, this is permission to binge TikTok a little bit, but with a purpose. I recommend sitting down and scrolling through the For You page and starting to watch. Why are certain videos doing well? What do you see? Why does it, or how does it feel different than an Instagram post or a YouTube video? There's a very, very different culture on TikTok. And I can almost immediately spot someone who's from another platform thinking, oh, I've got this in the bag. It doesn't work like that. And it's literally one of the best humility equalizers you can possibly find. And I know that that was my experience.
So if that's the case, what's working right now? What advice can you give the listeners, maybe like the 3 to 5 golden tips in order to grow their following and make great content?
For sure. So the very first thing that I recommend is go and follow people who are in similar spaces to you. It could be Gary Vaynerchuk, or maybe it's, Amy Porterfield. Maybe it's me. Maybe you're looking at The Bentist if you're a local service-based business. Go find people with similar audiences to what you have slash want to attract on TikTok and engage with their content so that you start seeing more content that is similar to you and the vibe that you're going to be putting out on TikTok. But also, it helps you to kind of get a whole different atmosphere and culture on your For You page, as well as bringing in the right people to be attracted to you. Here's one huge mistake I see a lot of businesses doing and how to do it right. A lot of people don't fill out their bio fully. Make sure your bio has a bunch of keywords that make you easily found based on what you offer. So if you do braces, have braces as one of the keywords in your bio. If you're a social media manager, make that clear, social media manager. You also can connect your Instagram and your YouTube to make TikTok a top of funnel marketing strategy as well, which is really, really neat. But that being said, with the actual content, I've mentioned on this already, evergreen educational content, and people always say, but what does that mean? Well, one of the greatest things you can do on TikTok that's working very well for experts is to position yourself as not just an expert, but as the go-to expert. So you're going to step back and think of 10 FAQs, 10 questions that prospects ask you all the time. For example, if I was a hairstylist, which I used to be, people would always ask, how do you grow your hair long and strong? Or how do I know if extensions are the right choice for me? And then what you're going to do is create 10 TikToks that answer that question, giving value, giving tips, and then giving people a call to action at the end. Not necessarily something like book a call, but more like check out my YouTube or go send me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions. Like this video. Those are all awesome calls to actions to use. I also have been really loving the format of, it's similar to Russell Brunson's hook, story, offer. On TikTok, I'm really liking hook, story, and call to action. If you follow that format with your TikTok videos, you'll find that you're reaching the people that you need to reach, especially if your hook in the beginning qualifies and disqualifies the people who need to hear the message. And then this is important as well. A lot of people get really tempted to use trending hashtags or really, really big hashtags or viral hashtags. And those aren't going to be where you see the greatest success. I recommend instead using hashtags that relate to several different things. Number one, several hashtags that relate to the people that you want to serve with whatever it is that you're creating. Number two, the topic or content of that particular video. And number three, what you want to be known for. So maybe it's hashtag TikTok expert or hashtag the friendly dentist or something along those lines. If you use those three types of hashtags, you're going to reach the right people who are most likely to engage with your content.
I love it. How many pieces of content should people be putting out?
Ooh, that's kind of like the question, how long is a piece of string? Because it depends. But
if you're good, you can put out content as much as you want. But what do you recommend starting off?
So obviously, like Gary Vaynerchuk has shared some great advice. And he says, I recommend every single person spend 4 hours per day on TikTok. That's not necessarily realistic for most of us. I mean, I have three kids. I can't spend 4 hours a day on TikTok. And so what I recommend is starting out focusing on consistency over frequency. Shoot for 3 to 5 pieces of content per week. And the best part is you can film all of those pieces at once and push them out. They're saved as drafts until you push them out. So you can batch record them all. It takes about 10, 20 minutes to create all of those pieces for the entire week. And then do that process, you know, at the beginning of the week or on Sundays when you have a little bit of time, and focus on that before you increase your frequency. Now, I'm at right now 300 something thousand followers, which is kind of insane. That kind of messes with my mind every time.
And you did that pretty fast.
We did. I've been on TikTok almost 2 years, and it was back in like September last year that I started picking up growth. I was at 7,000 followers in September, but most months I grow by anywhere from 20 to 60,000 followers, which is insane. So crazy. So what I do is I personally am in scale-up mode, and I don't recommend this for most people because It's really hard and challenging, especially when you're new to a platform. But I personally put out 3 to 7 pieces of content per day on TikTok. And that's been my sweet spot for growth and surpassing plateaus in virality. And to give some context, I get millions of video views per week. So in order to keep sustaining and growing, the bar keeps getting set higher. But there are some experts that say, post 50 videos per day and you'll go viral in like a day or a week or whatever. So I decided to go head to head with that rumor. And one Friday afternoon, I created 50 good TikToks in one day, and it took me 4 hours and 19 minutes. I live streamed the whole process and recorded it, and we saw no notable growth in my followers or in my video views. So there's good news that those rumors are not necessarily true.
Just goes to show you, right? You got to test everything. Just listening to experts doesn't really do much. Switching gears really quickly, what are your best tips for Instagram growth now?
Oh, well, okay. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Instagram is my least favorite platform and also my least strong platform. And I know that. And so with Instagram right now, I'm personally using Instagram as a place to nurture relationships. And we do that in two ways. So while maybe my followers aren't consistently growing and I haven't had any virals on Instagram for forever, being totally transparent about that, we use Instagram number one to nurture people who are already in my network with messages of truth and behind the scenes looks. But then we also use a pretty aggressive Instagram DM strategy to connect with new people who I want in my network at some point. And Instagram is a great way to break into a new network or into a new connection.
Solid advice. I mean, I think you have to pick the platform that works best for you. And I love the fact that you're using it to nurture relationships, because I think regardless of whether you're trying to grow that platform or whether it's your least favorite, I think that's what all social media platforms should be used for, is nurturing relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that a lot of people are feeling like it's a tough time to grow on Instagram. And to be totally honest, I don't see many people saying, oh, we're just crushing it on Instagram anymore in 2020. Yep. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Some people are incredibly talented on Instagram, but I've focused less on the vanity metrics and more on the metrics of, are the right people seeing this message that is maybe too vulnerable to share anywhere else?
We'll wrap up with this. You built a lot of funnels and a lot of landing pages. What are some of the most important tips you have to creating a funnel that converts and a solid landing page?
Ooh, okay. So I built so many of my funnels that actually people used to kind of always like make fun of me for it, like in love and also not in love. They would say, these funnels are so ugly. But when they saw the stats behind the scenes, they'd be like, okay, that's really impressive. And so one good thing is that you don't necessarily have to have the prettiest funnel in the world to convert. In fact, your funnels can be pretty basic and still you can get conversions. What I've really, really doubled down on above and beyond all else is the copy that converts. And I have several resources that I dove into that really helped me to understand, how do I get someone from a social media platform or my email list to the point where they're like, yes, take my money. And so these books are crazy and they're awesome, and you can get them like secondhand on Amazon, which is extra cool because then you can get, you know, 5 books for $25. So I love The Irresistible Offer. That was so helpful for me in understanding how to present my offers with copy in a way that make people say like, shut up, take my money, let's go. Yeah. I also love The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. That's been super powerful for me in understanding how to convey what it is that I want to serve people with. And then the third one is Building a Story Brand by Don Miller. Those three books will help you to outperform the most beautiful funnels in the world. Although beautiful design doesn't hurt, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think copy is probably the most underrated skill set in marketing right now. I think everyone wants to be a Facebook ad buyer. Everyone wants to be the one that drives traffic, but I'm telling you, as someone who's in it, copy is the thing that makes people convert.
I would agree 100%. And I think it it's something I took for granted for a long time because I didn't realize that I was naturally pretty decent at copy. And I just, I totally took it for granted. And then one day I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, it's copy. Copy is in many ways the key to success on social media, in Facebook ads, on funnels, in emails, duh.
Yeah, I subscribe to so many different people's email lists and click on their ads. And I'm a student, right? I like studying what other people are doing. And you'll see that the best of the best, their copy even makes, like, the fact that you even know it's an ad and you want to buy and you want to purchase, that's when you know the copy's good.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Well, we'll end with this. I know you're pretty busy, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on with the whole thoughts about TikTok and privacy and the ban, and where's your head at regarding all that?
Yeah, you know, I've spent quite a bit of time researching it, and I think it's pretty easy to say that I might easily be biased about what's going to happen with TikTok. But that being said, if I step outside of my biases, I truly believe that the path that's likely going to happen, I've been watching what's happening behind the scenes with TikTok. And first and foremost, they brought in a US-based CEO, the former head of streaming from Disney. I think his name is Kevin Mayer, I want to say. And they brought him in and they built an LA-based office, and they're building another office. I think it's in New York. And so they're working really hard to also make this a US, I guess, headquartered company as well for the United States, if that makes sense. So I've been watching that play out. And I really believe that before anything else, there's probably going to be some kind of investigation, maybe some fines, and maybe some mandatory tightening up of how data is being used. I don't think I see TikTok being banned outside of my bias and not wanting it to be banned. I don't think I see it being banned. So I'm not jumping ship to like Byte or YouTube Shorts that are coming out soon or any of those real platforms or even Dubsmash. I'm staying focused on TikTok because I truly believe that it's around for quite a while.
Top three favorite platforms.
Ooh, I'm going to go YouTube, TikTok, and then Facebook. I still like Facebook.
I still love Facebook. I know a lot of people think that people are abandoning it or jumping ship, but I still love Facebook.
Same. I think it's so great, and it feels like the hub every single day.
Rachel, thank you so much for your time. For the listeners who want to reach out, who want to become better at TikTok, who want to become better at social media, how do they reach out to you?
Great question. They can find everything that they need to know about me at rachelpeterson.com, and we have a ton of resources. My last name is All E's and a D.
I'll link it up in the show notes. And trust me, I've been to Rachel's site. She gives away a ton for free. Someone who talked about delivering value before she even asks you for anything. Your resources are incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. We've worked hard on that.
Rachel, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jason, this has been a blast. Thank you for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for paying attention to that episode. Look, if you enjoyed it and you're looking to scale your business to the next level or just a bit stuck, we've worked with businesses and helped scale them past seven figures. So we know a little bit what it takes to grow your business. So if you're looking for a free strategy call with myself or a team member to help you and help get you unstuck or help scale your business, head on over to jportnoy.com and book a free strategy call. I'll see you then.